Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today in our program, we're continuing our interview with our special guest, Chris Kalau, who is our CEF of Illinois missionary serving as our executive camp director for Camp Good News, and that's in Washington, Illinois, where our camp is at. So, Chris, we're just so glad that you can be here again today. So, I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, you know what? I wanted to pick up a little bit where we left off, and I know we kind of ran out of time in last week in our program, but I wanted to just kind of just step back a little bit before we, you know, dive in more talking about camp ministry year-round with Camp Good News. Can you just share with us a little bit, because there might be some people listening that they don't even know who you are or your background and also your testimony. I just love hearing people's testimony, your calling, how God brought you into the camp ministry and gave you a passion for camping.
Oh, absolutely. I grew up down in a little small southern town in southern Illinois called Jerseyville, Illinois, and we used to attend a camp. And so my very first year when I just graduated third grade, my parents sent me to a camp up in this area, and I can remember the very first night I hated camp. I was scared. It was different. I wasn't sure. And so I wrote a note home to my parents telling them how homesick I was, and I was so mad at them for sending me to camp, and why would they do this to me? And my mom always tells the story that she got that letter the day that they were on their way to come pick us up, and so she thought we had a horrible week. And she got there, and we didn't want to leave.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm still in camp however many years later. But, yeah, just growing up at camp and seeing camp is just a neat place. And it's a place to get away and grow closer to God and make decisions in your life through camp. And so I camped all the way up through high school. And once I graduated high school, I became a counselor at the camp.
The same camp, yep.
And did that for a couple years and then became the program director there. And ran all the fun activities out at the camp. And then I switched it up and became the executive director of a Boy Scout camp for a couple years. And then I saw the Camp Good News, and it was a year-round opportunity to go and to be at a camp year-round. And so kind of tried to decide and talking with my wife, is that something I want to do? Did I want to quit teaching and do this year-round? I knew the answer already. It was more making sure my wife was with me as well.
You were trying to get permission.
Yes, so. Pretty much. And so, but it is. Camp is a very special place, and it's neat. And I always tell the kids, just give me get through the first night, and you're going to see how awesome camp is. Because that first night is a little scary, and I remember that. But then you get involved and you get excited and you leave a completely different person. You're new and you're closer to God because of camp.
So would you say that camp ministry and what you just shared there, which is amazing testimony, had a huge impact on your spiritual walk with the Lord and, you know, in discipling you in Christ? Or was it through camp how you came to know Christ? Or was it more discipleship for you?
It was more discipleship. So I was already saved when I came to camp. I got saved when I was 7 years old and went to camp probably when I was 9.
Okay.
But I can remember making decisions at camp and doing that. In fact, I remember my senior year of high school, we were at the campfire and I got up to give a testimony that said, I want to do this for the rest of my life. I want to work at camp. I want to minister to kids. And that's actually what led me into teaching because I knew that I wanted to work with kids and help them and do different things like that. And I never really thought there would ever be a time that I would be at camp year-round, but I knew that's what I wanted and just waiting for God to get that ready for me.
You're just having too much fun, aren't you?
We have a blast at camp.
Isn't it great to do something that you love to do and then plus you get paid for it too?
That's right. That is nice.
It's the best. It's absolutely the best. But you are a missionary, though, with Child Evangelism Fellowship and serving as our camp director. So tell people more about that and what that looks like, because you do need to raise your personal support for you and your family's needs. So tell us about that as being a missionary and what that looks like you.
Yeah. Well, camp and CF, we're a faith-based ministry. So we do depend on the giving of others to keep camp going. And all of our staff, including myself and our maintenance director and everyone out there, we all raise our own support. And so to continue doing these awesome things at camp, we need people willing to give. And so people that are willing to support me and my family and support the staff out there, as well to just support the camp as a whole and the ministry as a whole.
So where are you at, just percentage-wise? Do you have like a ballpark or where you're at, what you need to yet be?
Well, it's early in the year, so I still need quite a bit to finish off 2017.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
But the last 2 years, we have finished out at just under 100%, and so we were very close.
Well, praise the Lord. Yes. And this is your fourth year, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, wow. So how time flies. Well, if someone was listening, you know, today, and they're like, you know, I'd like to get to know Chris and maybe see if you'd like to come out and visit our church or Sunday school, is that something that you would like to do?
Oh, yes, yes, please. I love doing that. I love sharing camp with others. In fact, sometimes I'll go to churches and I only get a few minutes, and I know I always go over because I love talking about camp and sharing with them. But
you will stay in your time if
I will. I do.
Okay,
yes.
That's important. Okay,
I just run out of stuff. Unfortunately, I don't get to say everything I want. But we've done everywhere from 10 minutes to the entire service or a Sunday school class, and we bring our slideshow and our videos and things and show all the cool stuff that camp has. And then we also talk about what camp does and the ministry that it has. And then we also bring some of our critters from our nature center, which the kids always love. In fact, a lot of the adults love. We just were at a church and we brought our pet skunk, so you can get a picture with Stinkerbell. And I think we had more adults getting pictures taken than we did kids.
So it's a novelty.
It is.
And most people, they've never held a skunk before.
It's pretty fun. And it's neat. It's kind of helps with the camp, too, because we get to see these pictures go up on Facebook and Twitter and stuff and see people kind of sharing camp with others because of the skunk. And so it's kind of cool. But yeah, I'd love to come. I mean, if you wanted me to come to your church, to your Sunday school, just give us a call at camp and we can set up a time. Our number out there is 309-444-3255.
Okay, well, that's great. Now summertime is the most busiest time of the year for Camp Good News, but you do other things other than just summer ministry, because I know it's your most busiest, but you do other, what other things happen out at camp during your quote-unquote off-season?
Sometimes I do wish it was an off-season. The past couple of years, I think it has equaled in busyness according to the summer.
Really? But, okay.
We do tons of different retreats. In fact, this year we have a lot of new retreats that we've added on. Coming up here in March, we actually have one called Grand Camp, which is for grandparents and the grandchildren to come out and get to enjoy camp together. We're doing Discovery Days. We have a spring one and a fall one where kids can sign up and just come out, and it's part of our outdoor ed curriculum. And so we're going to be learning about animals and the creek and trees and things like that. A big popular one every year is the His Princess Camp, and it's a mother-daughter camp. We always do it over Mother's Day weekend, and it fills up pretty fast. So if you're interested in that one, get on our website and sign up quick for that. We do everything from a tea party to painting your nails to learning how to do devotions and growing closer to each other and to God. It's a neat, neat weekend. This fall, we're doing something called a creek stomp, where we're actually going to take our handheld microscopes and we're going to go walking through the creeks and catch some things and look at stuff. Also this fall, we're doing a survival weekend. And so it's kind of like our survivor camp we talked about, but it's just a weekend long. And so we'll be cooking everything outside and staying outside for that. We're doing something called Fall-tastic, and so this is for all the campers. It's kind of like a week of camp crammed into a whole weekend, and so we're going to try and do everything, all the neat camp stuff, in just one weekend. We do archery clubs, and those are cool because we actually can do those indoors, and so no matter what the weather is, we can have our archery inside. Just like the mother-daughter one, we do a father-son one called Raising a Modern Day Knight this fall. And then another new one that we've added this year is called Timothy Retreat. And I'm really excited for this one. It's for teens ages 13 to 18 that are interested in going to full-time Christian service. And so just kind of a chance to help them and lead them and guide them and just a neat, neat idea we have for this retreat. So,
wow. Do you ever sleep at night?
Sometimes I do get a little bit.
Well, that sounds really exciting. But also during this quote-unquote off-season, not really, you also are getting ready for the summertime. So tell us a little bit more about your theme for the summer and your curriculum and getting ready for the summer ministry.
Yeah, so our theme this year, we're going with the theme Be Brave. And we're going to be covering Old Testament characters and how they had to stand up and be brave for God at some point in their life. And so we're going to look at Daniel and Joseph and things that they had to do to be brave for God, and then take that and help the kids apply that to their life so that they can understand how they can be brave and pray for their lunch during lunchtime at school. Or they can be brave and bring their Bible and actually read it during class. Or they can be brave and share Jesus with someone else. And so to take those stories from the Bible and those great lessons from God's Word and help the kids understand and apply that to their own lives so that they can be brave and share Jesus.
Well, that sounds really cool. So are you writing this yourself?
I found some really
good... In your spare time.
Yeah. I found some really good CF curriculum that I'm changing a little bit and adding my own flair to.
That's okay. So it's still CEF.
That's right.
has some little spice in there. So, but one thing I do know, Chris, is that you do not do summer ministry all by yourself. You have other people to help you, and that I know for sure because you can't be a camp counselor to all those kids. So tell us about that. What do you have any needs for the summer, or is that filling up for you as far as workers, summer students and summer missionaries, high school, college? What's that look like?
We are slowly filling up, but we always have need. And so we're looking for graduates, so high school graduates and up, to be our senior counselors. We always have need of those, especially guys. So any guys out there that are graduating in May or have already graduated, give me a call. I need you right now. And then we do need some senior girls as well. And then we do junior counselors. So junior counselors are ages 15 and up, can come out and be a junior counselor. So you're in the cabin with the senior counselors. They're in charge, but you're helping out. We do CITs, which are called counselors in training. And these are these guys and gals get to kind of help out with all the different things. They help in the kitchen, but they also get to help out with the archery and the zip line and things like that. And that's ages 13 and up. And then we also need someone that loves working at camp, but maybe not so much quite with the kids all the time. And so working in the office and being a cook and things like that. So you love the camp ministry, but maybe you don't want to be around kids 24/7. And so we are looking for somebody to do that, ages 16 and up, to do that.
So there's a lot of staff needs.
Lots of staff needs.
Good. So there's a lot of opportunities. Now, if a parent was listening or a grandparent and they're thinking about their young person that's high school, college, and so forth in this age range, what would you say to them, like why they should consider sending their young person to work at a camp for a summer?
Even working at camp, it changes your look on ministry and you grow closer to God while you're there. I staff every year tell me how their lives have changed just by working at camp for the summer.
And you do watch over them. So
we do, yes. We have a staff director that does chapel times with them. They have their own special chapels and fun times that they get as well. So it's not all work. They do get to have fun as well.
Mm-hmm. So if a person was interested in applying to work at a camp this summer, how would they do that?
Well, easiest way is our website, iheartcamp.org/apply. And so, if you don't get that far, just go iheartcamp.org or even Google search us, Camp Good News of Illinois.
And it should pop up. And
we're the first ones.
Okay. And again, if any parent or grandparent was interested in sending their child to go to camp for any of these activities during the summertime or school year, how do they do that?
Our website's the easiest, iheartcamp.org. And if you don't have internet, give us a call out at camp, 309-444-3255, and we can get something sent out to you.
Well, you know what? Before we wrap up here, summertime is so busy out at camp, and there's so many pressing needs. I just need to ask you, is there any wish list that you have or maybe donated items or something like that? Because there's always needs when you're talking about a camp, you're talking about a lot of physical needs. So can you just share with us about that a little bit?
We do. We have a wish list on our website. As well, we're having a spring volunteer day and a fall volunteer day. So if you want to come out and minister and just give of your time and work, that'd be great. Or I know we have a couple churches that have looked at our wish list and they're building stuff and going off of that and just building stuff and sending out to us. But I think our biggest need is always prayer. We always need lots and lots of prayer out there. Prayer for the campers, prayer for the staff, the administration, lots of prayer out at Camp Good News.
Absolutely. So when you think about camp, please remember Camp Good News and pray for us this summer because we're just expecting the Lord for great things this summer as we seek to reach the boys and girls here, not just in central Illinois, but around the whole state of Illinois because we have children coming from around the state. Well, Chris, thanks so much for your heart for the Lord and your heart for the children and your big heart for camp.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations as we seek to make the name of Christ known to the future generations so they would put their hope in God. May the Lord bless you, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.